it is more of the best of the Cooking in the Dark show.
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know, Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Tim Cummings, and I'm here to introduce the man that proves to us each week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
That's right, a well Dale Campbell.
Well, Dale Campbell. Exactly.
Woo-wee, man. So if you're wondering why Cheryl's voice is so deep, it's because Tim kissed her, got her sick.
I did.
She's all laid out and over there blowing her nose and tissues everywhere and all that stuff. We're like, hey, you just keep all them germs to yourself. We're good over here. So I apologize. We were supposed to be back last week, but, man, I got a bug, and I don't know, man. It woo. Wiped me out. No, it was, I couldn't even eat a, eating a cracker was painful.
Oh man.
It was just nasty. I think so for like 4 days I had like maybe five crackers and half a piece of toast and that's all I ate.
Wow.
That was it. You know, I drank some Sprite and I drank some water, a little bit of water. Water wasn't good either, but, did some coffee and, but well, anyway.
You probably lost a little weight, Dale.
Probably did. I definitely could have used it too, man. Especially all these snacks we're going to be making today.
Oh,
I made room, people. How about candied pecans? Mmm. And then how about one of my favorites? And thanks to my boy Blaine, because he helped me get through a long dry spell up there at the CNI a couple years ago with rum balls. And you don't believe how easy these rum balls are to make. They're super simple, so you're going to want to stick around for them. The candied pecans, yeah, you might want to buy them, but I tell you what, once you mess around with making them, deliciousy. Because down here in Galveston, they have a couple vendors that sell hot nuts. And, man, candied pecans and candied cashews are some of the nuts. You get a little paper funnel of them. Oh, you can just sit there and you can figure your sugar go through the roof.
Oh, yummy. But nuts are so good. Nuts are so good.
Oh, man, they're delicious. They are delicious. Yeah, coming back from St. Croix this year, we got a bowl of hot nuts. And I'm like, man, what a great idea. Because to make them, all you need to do is get you a can of mixed nuts and throw them in a 250-degree oven for about 10 minutes, warm them up, put them in a little serving bowl and serve them to your friends or something as a little hors d'oeuvre or snack if you have people over. Oh, it's great. What an easy, quick little way to make friends and influence people.
Exactly.
Today's show, y'all, we're going to be trying to do a couple little things. Actually, the next 2 weeks, we're going to be doing some things for you that you can make and give as gifts, you know, be it to your postal carrier, to your reader, to a volunteer, to a coworker, to a friend, a neighbor, whatever. We're going to be doing these candied pecans are great. And they suggest that you take them and put them in a a mason jar, decorate the mason jar with some frilly ribbon or something, put a little lid on it, and give them away. Great little snacks. You're going to love them. Super, super simple. Christmas is coming, though, man. Christmas is coming. I love it. In fact, as everybody here in Houston will attest to that's listening, we had snow last week, Mr. Cummings. 2 inches to 3 inches, depending on where you live, man. I'm like, what is this?
Traffic must have come to a standstill.
No, it was a beautiful snow because the roads were fine. Everything, the roads and stuff were warm enough to where it didn't stick. It didn't get icy.
Wow.
Now, some of the overpasses, you had to watch those because they were wet.
Right.
It did get down to freezing. On the north side, it got down in like maybe 29, 30 degrees. Down here on the south side where we're at, it got to 32. But it warmed up rapidly to 43. And if y'all know me, I was not happy.
No. Well, it's interesting because I heard the other day, Atlanta got like 8 inches or something.
Yeah. Crazy, you know? So when I took radar out early in the morning, it was just a little bit, just still a little bit falling, but not much. But I went over to the car and scooped up enough to make a snowball. And, oh, yeah, it was great wet snow, man. It was perfect for making stuff like that. And Candace was in the shower, and I went in, and I said, who do you love?
Yeah, really.
Pulled that snowball back. No.
Oh, man.
So anyway, the snowball is still in the freezer, man. We're keeping it for posterity. It may be another 8-10 years before we get snow down here again. But craziness. Winter's coming, man. Winter's coming. Wrap those presents. Let's go. So, Tim, there's this guy. He just died. He died about 2 weeks after his 106th birthday. And at his 106th birthday, they ask him what was one of his secrets to longevity. And he said every night before he goes to bed, he takes a shot of tequila. And every morning, he puts a spoonful of black powder, gunpowder, in his oatmeal. And they're like, wow, that's crazy. So, you know, his obituary, I mean, man, he had 6 kids. And he had like 30-some grandchildren and 60-some great-grandchildren and even a few great-great-grandchildren, you know, names too numerous to mention. And he also left a 14-foot hole at the crematorium. All right, man. Thanks to my buddy Noah for that joke. He cracked me up with that one. That was a good one. All right, y'all. Cooking in the Dark. Don't go anywhere. Tim and I will be back. We're going to do some candied pecans and some rum balls. Perfect little gift givers. Give you your favorite people. Cooking in the Dark. Right back.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back, but Cheryl's not here. She's keeping all them germs over there by herself.
She is. We have her quarantined, so.
Yeah, man. We got her in double secret probation timeout.
That's it.
In a vault, sealed in a Ziploc bag. In a time lock, I mean an airlock. Yeah, exactly.
It was suspended animation.
Suspended animation. So pecans, candied pecans, y'all. Pretty simple ingredients. You're going to need about 2 3/4 cups of pecans, a cup of sugar, a half a cup of water, a half of a teaspoon of cinnamon, a half of teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And some butter. And that's about it. So not a lot of ingredients. It's a little bit of a time thing. You're going to need I definitely recommend you get a talking cooking thermometer. So if you do not have one or a candy, you know, get one, a candy thermometer. If you're low vision, you won't need one talking if you can see it. But we are going to need to heat this up till it gets to almost softball stage, which is right around 236 degrees. Okay. So the first thing we're going to do is... we're going to get our pans prepared here, Tim. So to do that, we're going to need to butter them down.
Yes.
So it calls for about 2 tablespoons of butter in the recipe. I've got a block here. But here's what I'm going to do on my pan that I'm going to bake the pecans in. You know, I'm going to tear off some parchment paper. So while I'm getting this prepped, why don't you go ahead and read them the recipe again and the directions?
Okay, sure.
So y'all get ready to jot down these ingredients again, and we'll give them again at the end of the show. Okay.
All righty. So we got 2 3/4 cups of pecan halves, 2 tablespoons of butter softened and divided, 1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. And the first thing you do is you put the pecans in a shallow baking pan, and 250 degree oven. For 10 minutes or until warm. So you just want to warm them up. And then you grease a 15 by 10 inch baking pan with one tablespoon of butter and set that aside. Then you grease the sides of a large, heavy saucepan with the remaining butter.
And so that's all prep. That's what I'm doing right now, y'all. So I've actually layered our 15 by 10 baking pan, our shallow pan, with parchment paper. And now I'm buttering the parchment paper. And then while Tim is reading the rest of the recipe, I'm going to butter our saucepan. Because, boy, when we put this, we're going to be making a super, super thick syrup candy stuff. Because we're going to boil that sugar and water together until it thickens. So, yeah, unless you have a disposable saucepan. Exactly. Is that on your Christmas list? New saucepans.
Disposable saucepans.
Disposable saucepans coming at you.
So after you grease the sides of the saucepan with the butter, you're going to add the sugar, water, salt, and cinnamon. And you're going to bring this to a boil, stirring constantly because you want to dissolve all the sugar in there. And you're going to cover it and cook for 2 minutes to dissolve any sugar that may get stuck on the sides of the pan. So you want all that sugar definitely dissolved. And then you keep cooking that without stirring until your thermometer reads about 236 degrees. So that's what's known as softball stage. And then you remove it from the heat at that point. And you add the vanilla.
And for all you jocks out there, it's not slow pitch or fast pitch softball. It's just softball.
Just softball. So there's,
it's not beep baseball,
no,
softball. It's
softball.
Just softball.
So then you add in the vanilla, and then you stir in the pecans until they're evenly coated. And then you spread those onto the baking pan, and you bake at 250 degrees for 30 minutes, and you have to take them out every 10 minutes to stir them, just to make sure that
just to move them around, just flip them around a little bit.
Yeah. And
from what I've read on these recipes is if they get kind of congealed and stuff, once they cool, they separate really nicely. So right now I'm taking the there's 1 cup. 2 cups. Okay. 2 3/4. How do y'all say quarters up there in Boston? Quarters.
Quarters. Quarters.
Quarters.
2 3/4.
You give me change for a dollar, I need 4 quarters.
4 quarters. With my, along with my pecans.
My pecans. I think I'd be walking around, what? What y'all saying?
What's that?
Y'all fixing to confuse me. All right, so our pecan halves are going into the 250-degree oven here. We're going to do them about 10 minutes. So we've got 10 minutes there. I'm going to put a little fire under our saucepan, start getting it warmed up, and then we're going to get our dry ingredients together. Okay, again, we're using gas cooktop here. I like it. It heats up a little bit faster than electric. I've got it on about medium to medium, towards the medium low side real fast while we get ready here. I'm going to grab my Porfect mixing bowl, probably the 4-cup model.
Oh, that's a good choice.
So what I want to do is put the sugar, the cinnamon, and the salt in here all together at the same time. So we can add it all at once, and then the water will be ready to go too, right quickly. So we need 1 cup of sugar. All right. Okay. And then we need a 1/2 teaspoon. Of salt.
Yes.
And 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. I mean, cinnamon,
yep.
Tim was laughing at me earlier because I've got a big container of cinnamon, and I was making sure it was cinnamon and not another spice, so I took a little sniff of it, and woo! Guess what?
It was cinnamon.
As I'm sneezing and carrying on. Okay. So that's it, y'all. One cup of sugar, a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and a half a teaspoon of salt. Now I'm getting a half a cup of water here ready to rock. I'm going to put it in my one cup perfect bowl. These perfect bowls are so nice because of the gull wings on them, you know, Tim?
Awesome.
Because they awesome. Keep you prevent, you know, when you pour, you're prevented from overpouring, which is really nice. Okay, so I'm going to add the water in first. And here comes the sugar and cinnamon and salt. Now, we want to stir this until it comes to a boil. Let me get the thermometer here ready, because we will need that over there. And I've got my little clip here so that we can hold the thermometer on the side of the pot once we start monitoring the temperature. And I've got a nice little wooden spoon right here ready to go. Okay, so la la la. Now the goal is to get this sugar all dissolved up.
Yeah, and you can feel it, because you'll feel it. You'll kind of feel the granularity of it as you're stirring.
Yes, it feels kind of like, if you had sand in the bottom.
Yeah,
it'll feel kind of granular, but it won't take much for this water and sugar to dissolve, for the sugar actually to dissolve in the water. And I can feel a little bit right there. Okay, just stirring it up, y'all. I'm going to turn the heat up to about medium high. And we just want to listen for it to start to boil. And then we'll keep stirring for a little bit after it starts to boil. But it won't take long for that to happen with just a half a cup of water in here on high heat. In fact, just for grins, Tim.
76.
Oh, it's 76 degrees in the studio today.
Yes.
We're already at 182 degrees in the saucepan. Of course, boiling is 212. That can vary a little bit, y'all, depending on your elevation. And I forget which way that formula works. If it's higher elevation and temperature is lower. Ooh, 194, we're getting there.
We're getting there. We got to get up to 236.
236. Make sure I've got my kitchen grips over here. I got my gloves ready to go so I can pull that warm pan out with the pecans in them. .206.
All right,
we're almost there.
It's climbing.
And once we get to boiling, I'm going to turn the heat down to medium, and I'll put the lid on the pan. Oh, almost. I thought I heard a bubble. Let's see. All right, we are there.
Awesome, awesome.
Okay, so now we need to let this go 2 minutes. Okay, so now we've got our timer going. We're going to cover this and let it cook so that we can make sure any sugar that's on the sides of the pot will get dissolved. I've turned the heat down to a medium. Let's see how much time is left, y'all, on our first timer for our pecans. Perfect, y'all. We got about a minute left on the nuts before they come out. We've got about the same amount of time as when we should be about softball stage for our pecans. Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out.
Waiting on the food. What you doing? Just waiting on the food.
Well, those pecans are probably smelling pretty good. Mm.
Yeah, they're roasting up pretty good, man. Yeah. Can you get a catch a whiff of them there?
Yeah. Nice. Odoriferous.
You know, odor. That's something I used to do too, is take some some apple pie spice, maybe some cinnamon, some cloves, ground clove, put that, mix that up in a little, you know, maybe a teaspoon of each, and put it in a little bowl of water, and then put that in the oven and let it just heat up. Okay, our nuts should be warm, so we'll go ahead and take those out. We should be getting nearing. Okay, there's our nuts. So now let's see where we're at here. Take the lid off our saucepan. And we'll get the thermometer in here. So softball stage, y'all, is 236 degrees. If you don't have a thermometer, the way you can check it is by, okay, we're at 227. You can check it by dropping a little bit of the mixture into cold water, and you should be able, it should form a soft ball, hence softball stage.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
And then when that happens, you're at, of course, softball stage. I'm putting the probe holder on here so like my thermometer will stand up. Now we don't want to stir this, just let it do its thing. It's definitely thickening up. Definitely getting thicker. Set that in the sink. What I do with my utensils, y'all, is I'm using them, I lean them in, put them in the sink. So one, I know where they're at. Two, they're out of the way. All right, we're at 235, Tim.
Awesome. Excellent.
I think that's where we need to be.
Yep.
Now we're at softball stage. Before I put the nuts in, y'all, we're going to add our teaspoon of vanilla. Stir that in real quick. And then we'll add our nuts. So let me turn the heat off. Take this thermometer and probe holder off the pot. Set them over here out of the way. And I've got a nice wide spatula here that I'm going to use to scrape up our warm pecans and put in our pot. Okay. Thank you. Here we go. Whoop, one straggler there. Okay. Let me get my wooden spoon here. Now we're just going to gently start folding all this. Kind of going down to the bottom, coming up.
Yep.
And you want to work kind of fast because this stuff's going to start to harden.
Yeah, you want to get them
all. But the main thing you want to do is you just want to kind of stir everything around. Now, this is one of the advantages to having sight because you can see what's coated and what's not. But you just got to go with the truss. So what I'm doing, I'm left-handed, so I'm starting at about the 3 o'clock position. I'm stirring all the way around to 3 o'clock. Now I'm going from 12 to 6 and just lifting up. Now from 9 to 3 o'clock in the pan and just kind of lightly lifting up so that all the nuts will get coated. And I think we are good. Okay, so now here we go. Over to our buttered pan. So now we're out. And we're on our parchment paper. Now you just want to kind of spread these out the best you can.
And what's nice with the parchment paper is there won't be any mess, a lot less mess when you clean up.
So. Yeah, there's still going to be a little bit of stickiness probably on the sides of the pan.
Yep.
But not what we'd have the other way, for sure. Okay. So I've got them pretty well flattened out, spread out. They're not flat by any means. And here we go into our 250-degree oven. And about every 10 minutes now, for 30 minutes, three times, we're going to need to just pull them out and shuffle them around a little bit. So, all right, y'all, we're going to take 5. We'll be right back, and we'll stir our nuts when we come back, cooking in the dark.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell, and Cheryl Cummings.
Okay, y'all, we're back. We're about ready to stir our nuts for the first time. They've been in the 250-degree oven. Again, just kind of doing their thing. So let me get our wooden spoon here that we've been using. And get my kitchen grips mitt on. Okay, so when stirring these up, y'all, all I'm doing is just kind of moving them around. I guess that's called stirring, huh?
That's stirring, yeah.
A little bit here, a little bit there, round and round we go. Okay. Back in you guys go for another 10 minutes. Okay. While we're waiting for those to go. Pretty good, Tim. One was stuck to the spoon.
Oh, nice, nice. Mm-hmm.
Hate it when that happens. All right, Brother Tim, why don't you cue up that time machine, and we'll jump ahead 10 minutes to our next nut stirring. Kind of speed up the process a little bit.
Exactly.
Kind of cheat a little bit, but if you got it, use it, right?
That's it.
All right. Let me get our spoon here. And everybody hang on. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. I'm here. Are you here?
I'm here.
You're there. Okay. We're here. I hope everybody else is here. We're stirring our nuts one more time. Get my grips mitt on here. All right. Just kind of shuffle these around a little bit. Beautiful. Now, we've only got 10 more minutes, so during this last 10-minute span while these are going, after this is over, we just need to pull them out and put them on some wax paper or parchment paper and let them cool. So that's what we will do. All right. Nice. All right. So let's talk about doing some rum balls, y'all. Yum. Rum balls are pretty easy. Not much to them. Probably the hardest thing with this recipe is crushing your graham crackers. Not your graham crackers. I mean, sorry. It's crushing your
vanilla
wafers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you, Tim, read the recipe? I'm getting okay. Getting the food processor here set up.
All righty.
Because that's what I'm going to crush mine in. In fact, I've got all the ingredients in the in my 12-cup Porphic bowl. But I'm going to dump them in this food processor.
Okay.
And then we're going to just whack them all down. And then you add a little rum to them. And that's all there is to it.
Awesome, awesome. All right, so here we go with the ingredients. We got 1 12-ounce package of vanilla wafers crushed, as Dale mentioned before. 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. 3/4 cup of confectioner's sugar. 1/4 cup of cocoa. 1/2 cup of dark rum, light rum can be substituted. 3 tablespoons of light corn syrup or honey. And another 1/8 cup of confectioner's sugar.
That last 1/8 cup of confectioner's sugar, y'all, you're just going to use that for rolling the balls in. So I've got my wafers in the food processor. And we just want to chew these down. Put the lid on the food processor here. I'm just going to let it run until it sounds like I don't hear it making, you know, hitting any big chunks. Nice, thin, perfect. Can you smell that? It smells like vanillas.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Vanilla sounds like crushed vanilla wafers.
Yeah, it does.
Imagine that. Okay, so we're going to put that back in our bowl.
And you're going to mix this with the nuts, the sugar, and the cocoa.
Nuts, the sugar, and the cocoa. Okay, beautiful. So I've got that in my 12-cup bowl. Again, it's a 12-ounce box of crushed vanilla wafers, 1/2 a cup of chopped pecans, 3/4 of a cup of powdered sugar or confectioner's sugar, and 1/4 cup of cocoa. Oh, there's one big piece there. What I'm doing is I've got my hands in this. I'm just kind of letting it sift through my fingers. That way I can tell if we missed anything. Now I'm going to get my 2-cup Porphic bowl out, Tim. And we need to add 1/2 a cup of rum into that.
Yes.
And then the 2 tablespoons.
Of corn syrup or honey.
Of corn syrup or honey. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually three tablespoons
of honey.
Of honey. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now it says, are you using the honey or the corn syrup?
I'm going to use honey.
All right. So it says that you want to combine the rum and honey first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then add it to the mixture.
Aye, matey. Love the smell of rum in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there's our half cup rum. And we're going to need to add our... Now, 3 tablespoons of syrup or honey is equivalent to almost 1/4 cup.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Okay. 2 tablespoons equals 1/8 cup. So I'm just putting that in. There we go. And the rum and honey, the rum will kind of help dilute the honey. Kind of like same as vinegar will.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. if you use like red wine vinegar and honey.
Yep.
In a couple of those dishes we've made before. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we're going to dump this into our dry ingredients. And?
It says you've got to shape them into 1-inch balls and then roll them in confectioner's sugar.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take my rings off.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hands in here so I can get this stuff all mixed up. Feels like we're making mud pies.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now we want to take these, roll these into balls, about 1-inch balls, and then roll them in confectioner's sugar. Okay, roll it around, and then put them in an airtight container. An airtight container.
Container, yeah.
Now this dough, you want your dough to be, it's going to be pretty firm. It shouldn't be wet or watery. If it is kind of watery or loose, you want to add some more crushed cookies to it.
Yeah.
Okay. But we'll just keep rolling these. Now, after you get them rolled up and rolled in the confectioner sugar, you want to store them in your airtight container for about 3 to 4 days before you share them, because they will be strong. Trust me.
Yeah.
I know of what I say. Okay. And after you do that, before you serve them again, before you pull them out, roll them in sugar one more time.
Mm.
Because as they sit there, and they're going to kind of dry a little bit, but some of that sugar is going to be soaked in.
Yeah.
So roll them in sugar again, especially if you're putting them out for a party or something or giving them away. Just roll them in sugar one more time before you do that, okay? So our nuts are about done. I'm going to pop them out of the oven, and we're going to set them to the side to cool. We're going to take a little break, Tim.
All right.
We take these nuts out. We'll take a little break. We're going to come back and finish up the show. We'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark, everybody.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we are back. So, candied pecans today, they're over here cooling. We've got them on some parchment paper, just cooling. And once they cool, then we'll be able to break them apart and separate them. This makes about a pound, pound and a half of nuts. Ooh, here's one that's cool. Mmm. Good. Worth it. Mm-mm-mm. And our rum balls, I've still got a few to roll, but they're going to be delicious, too, in about 3 or 4 days.
Mm.
So, Brother Tim, why don't you read everybody these recipes real fast?
Okay. All right. Let's start with the candied pecans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this makes about 8 servings or 1 pound, so.
Well, 1 serving if you're Dale.
Yeah. I wasn't going to go there, but you know. So,
hey, man, if it's good, a little is a whole lot better than not much at all.
That's it. So we start off with 2 3/4 cups of pecan halves, 2 tablespoons of butter softened and divided, 1 cup sugar, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. And you want to put the pecans in a shallow baking dish in a 250-degree oven for 10 minutes or until they get done.
Yeah, get them going while you're getting your while you're mixing up all the other ingredients. You want to make sure you butter down you butter a pan ahead of time, because if you remember from the show, we didn't have much time from the time they were done to when we had to spread them out and put them, because if you let them sit in that saucepan after they're done, they're going to get hard. Yeah, you know, they're going to set up. We don't want that. So you want to butter your saucepan, the sides of your saucepan. I added the half cup of water first, then I added my sugar, cinnamon, and salt all together at one time and started stirring that all up. It all dissolved pretty quickly, but you want to bring it up to boiling. Once it starts to boil, turn the heat down. I turned it from, you know, medium high down to about medium. Yeah, probably medium. But you want to put a lid on it and watch it for about 2 minutes. After that 2 minutes, take a temperature reading with your candy thermometer. And you want 236 degrees, which is softball stage. Okay. So we heated it, kept heating it, didn't stir it, kept heating it until it reached 236. Then I turned the heat off. Our pecans were already warm by that time. We took them out of the oven and put them into our saucepan. And you want to stir them around, flip-flop them around. Basically, you want to coat all of the pecans. Okay. Once they're coated, you want to take them and spread them out on your buttered 15 by 10 baking sheet. And then I just dumped them out of the pot. And then I took my wooden spoon and just kind of flattened them, just kind of shoved them around, pushed them around until they were kind of, well, as close to a single layer as you could get. Then you pop them in a 250 degree oven for 10 minutes, pull them out, stir them around a little bit, back in for 10 more minutes, pull them out, stir them around, put them back in for 10 more minutes, pull them out, and then let them cool. So if you didn't have them on parchment paper or something to begin with, you want to spread some parchment paper out or wax paper out in another baking pan and dump what's in your baking pan coming out of the oven, the nuts, onto the cool one and just let them sit and cool. And then after about an hour or so, once they're cool, maybe an hour and a half, they'll be cool enough and you can break them up. They'll just come apart. They should just come apart. These have.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you can just put them in little baggies. You can put them in an airtight container to store, put them in jars and give them away as gifts, whatever. That's where you want to go. Now, we also made rum balls, and rum balls are so easy and they're so delicious. But I remember as a little kid, I saw that white powdered sugar in a ball. I was like, oh, that's going to be good. I bit into that thing and woo, hello, alcohol.
Yeah.
That's before I had acquired a taste for rum. Now, with this recipe Tim's fixing to read, you can make bourbon balls the same way just by substituting your favorite bourbon for the dark rum. Okay? So why don't you go ahead and read them that recipe,
okay.
T-Bone, and we'll get on out the door here.
So you need one 12-ounce package of vanilla wafers crushed up, 1/2 cup of chopped pecans, 3/4 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1/4 cup of cocoa, 1/2 cup of dark rum. You can substitute light rum if you want. 3 tablespoons of light syrup, light corn syrup or honey, and another one eighth cup of confectioner's sugar.
And that second eighth cup, y'all, is to roll the balls in after you've formed them. So basically, you just crush your vanilla wafers. Mix all the dry ingredients together. Then I added the rum. I mixed the rum and honey. I substituted honey for the
corn syrup.
For the corn syrup. You can do the same or you can use the corn syrup, either way. But I mixed those two together first, and then I added that to my mixture and mix it up. Now, if it's a little wet, you want it to feel – it doesn't. You don't want it sticky, okay? And it needs to feel like almost like cookie dough. That's the consistency you're reaching for. So you might want to get 2 boxes of wafers just in case you need to add more to get that consistency, okay? But once you do, you just break them off, roll them into about 1-inch balls, roll them in confectioner's sugar, and put them in an airtight container to store and let sit. Let them rest. They will light you up. Woohoo!
Yeah,
your blood alcohol will be going zoom.
Let them sit for 3 or 4 days. And then,
yeah, at least to mellow.
Yeah.
They'll mellow and blend. The flavors will meld. And then before you give them away or pull them out to eat or serve them, roll them in some more roll them in convection sugar again. And, man, they will be delicious. But these are both great things to have for the snack on for yourself, to give away to friends or family. Or better yet, give some away and keep some for yourself. That works out well, too.
It does.
All right, y'all. Well, Feliz Navidad from all of us at Cooking in the Dark. We will see you next week.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall and www.blindmicemegamall.com. Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions. Again.